Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There is no denying that River Song brought something thrilling and exciting to Doctor Who and won over the hearts of many fans with her daredevil energy and flirtatious charm. Now, this is largely down to the incredible performance by Alex Kingston and the writing wizardry of Stephen Moffat. River's final appearance way back in 2015 brought her story full circle, ending on Deryllium just as her first episode foretold. But with changes looming and an anniversary special fast approaching, now seems like the perfect time to bring back this beloved character. So with that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and here are 8 reasons why River Song has to come back. Number 8. She only appeared in 14 episodes. For a character with such a detailed and complicated storyline, River Song actually only appeared in 14 episodes over the course of 7 years, of which more than half were two-part story arcs, and so technically they count as one long episode. Now, if we're being pedantic, there is that one scene at the end of Closing Time and a handful of DVD minisodes, but that still seems like a really low figure, considering the journey this character takes us on and the fact that she is one of the few characters to have encountered 3 different incarnations of the Time Lord. On screen, that is. Now, from a production perspective, this absolutely makes sense that you don't see her full time, considering the fact that Stephen Moffat wouldn't allow any of the other writers to include River Song in their concepts. Now, it makes sense that he wouldn't want anything to conflict with his master plan, but that did then limit us to only a handful of River-centered episodes per series. Since his departure, though, Stephen Moffat has allowed Big Finish the rights to continue writing audio adventures for the character, and so there is still hope that he will pass the baton of ownership over to Russell T. Davies when the time is right. Number 7. There's always a loophole. Taking River's own words from the closing moments of The Husbands of River Song here, more often than not, there is always some sort of loophole in the world of Doctor Who. Now, in this particular episode, the Doctor does indeed reveal a massive loophole, which will be covered in more detail further on in this video. But in terms of bringing River back, there is another potential solution that is just waiting to be explored. In The Name of the Doctor, River appears as the data ghost trapped in the library's memory core. If she's appeared in this form before, why can't she do it again? Okay, granted, she is mentally linked with Clara here, but the Doctor insists that he can always see her. So why can't she appear to him or her as this vision in the future? It's hard to believe that once the Doctor had figured out how to save her data ghost with the sonic screwdriver, that he'd just leave it at that and move on. I mean, as the woman that he loves, surely he wouldn't stop trying to bring her back to full existence. In the world of Doctor Who, anything is possible, but this just seems to be a loophole that gets overlooked. Number 6, to tie up loose ends. Remember when Torchwood ended on that massive Miracle Day cliffhanger and then didn't get renewed, leaving fans with this huge unanswered question? Well, what if our trusty time-travelling psychopath could pop along and provide some closure? Okay, yes, it's far-fetched, but other than the Doctor, who is way too busy saving entire galaxies to come back and answer a few Earth questions, River is the only person with the means to travel in space and time. So perhaps a way to appease fans who desperately await her return would be to create a few short mini-sodes where River Song comes and solves these ever-pending dilemmas. I mean, class ended with so many unanswered questions about the Weeping Angels, about April, about Charlie's survival, and even the truth surrounding Quill's pregnancy. The Sarah Jane adventures sadly ended rather abruptly after the sudden passing of Elizabeth Sladen, but what became of Luke, Rani, Clyde, and Skye? With a simple 5-minute mini-sode, River Song could either come and save the day in each individual story, or she could even find a way to unite the Coal Hill Scooby Gang, the Bannerman Road crew, and Torchwood together. Okay, yes, a full-on crossover party might be overdoing it slightly, but let's be honest, these loose ends need to be tied, and River could be a potential solution. After all, she does have 24 years to kill. Number 5. She needs a spin-off. Speaking of spin-offs, surely River Song is deserving of one. Okay, just picture this. The idea of a companion adopting the investigative nature of the Doctor, like the Sarah Jane adventures, combined with the more adult themes and dialogue of Torchwood, et voila! You have the perfect BBC Three spin-off. Now, of course, Big Finish have done a fantastic job of keeping the adventures of River Song alive through audio dramas. And they've even had the opportunity to introduce the character to previous incarnations of the Doctor, which just wouldn't be possible in an on-screen capacity. The popularity of the Diary of River Song series alone highlights the desire fans have to see more of this dynamic character. But there is only so much an audio drama can achieve before audiences are desperate to see these scenes unfold before their eyes. The Library of Big Finish audios and the Ruby's Curse novel, written by Alex Kingston herself, provide ample starting points for potential spin-off episodes. And we are so ready for it! The main base could be River's Stormcage cell. Different incarnations of the Doctor could make cameo appearances, past companions could pop up along the way. The possibilities are endless. I mean, she has a whole diary of adventures that we have barely scratched the surface on. And with the return of BBC Three to television, and the king of Doctor Who spin-offs, RTD, making his comeback as showrunner, now seems like the most fitting and appropriate time to introduce that highly anticipated River Song spin-off series.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Number 4. Second Wife. Now, when River first told the 12th Doctor that he reminded her of her second wife, we all just took it as one of those River Song phrases, one of those ambiguous remarks that would never be elaborated on. Until we got our first female Doctor. With that revelation, fans jumped to the very appropriate assumption that at least one of those wives must be Jodie Whittaker's bubbly incarnation of the time traveller. Since then, an interaction between these two women has been highly hoped for, but as of yet hasn't materialised. There is a very brief telepathic communication between the pair in the Ruby's Curse novel, when River is wielding a source of unlimited power and needs some grounding, but whether or not this can be considered in canon remains to be confirmed. And with Yaz's recent admission of feelings for the Doctor, now would be the perfect time for River to reappear and create a very complicated love triangle. It just wouldn't seem right for the Doctor to completely disregard her history with River, even if she does ultimately end up choosing to be with Yaz. It is understandable that the lack of a River appearance is most likely down to the previously mentioned ownership issues, with Chris Chibnall probably not having permission to include the character in his scripts. And with Jodie Whittaker's departure slowly approaching, a River 13 adventure is seeming less and less likely. Number 3. Moffat left an opening. For all intents and purposes, Stephen Moffat brought River's story arc to a close in the 2015 Christmas special, The Husbands of River Song. This is something that, as an audience, we had been anticipating from the moment she returned in Series 5 and became a much more significant character than we were initially led to believe. We always knew that once she reached Derrillium, her next meeting with her husband would end in her death. And in true Moffat fashion, this became a fixed point from the moment we witnessed it way back in 2008. Riversong is one of the few characters who we have literally seen from birth to death, which is maybe why fans feel so connected to her. But when Stephen Moffat's departure as showrunner was announced and Chris Chibnall revealed his plans to start his run with a fresh vision, River's future on the show did begin to feel a little threatened. A new audience wouldn't have the same level of connection to the character and would perhaps struggle to understand her significance. It did make sense for Stephen Moffat to bring this chapter to an end, but he did, of course, leave us with that small glimmer of hope in the whole one night on Derrillium being 24 years. Now, if that's not an invitation for more River Song content, then what is? Number 2. The 60th anniversary is the perfect opportunity. Doctor Who is no stranger to bringing back previous Doctors and Companions for its anniversary specials. The 50th saw the return of David Tennant, Billy Piper, and even Tom Baker, which was clearly the result of their popularity amongst fans. So, with this in mind, surely the 60th anniversary is the perfect excuse to bring back Miss Melody Pond. Now, it makes sense that there needs to be good reason for her to return in order for it to be meaningful and avoid seeming forced, which may well have ended up being the case if she just made a random one-off comeback in the middle of Series 12, much like the very anticlimactic return of Captain Jack Harkness. Just as how the 50th brought back Rose without interfering with the whole trapped in an alternate universe storyline, surely there's an easy enough solution to bring River back too. In fact, there have been many feasible examples just in this video alone. Just imagine what creative ideas the actual scriptwriters could come up with. With Russell T Davies in charge of the 60th anniversary, we can only hope that he too wants to see some familiar faces back on our screens. Number 1. Alex Kingston is fully on board. It makes such a difference when an actor is just as invested in their character as the audience are, and this is absolutely the case with Alex Kingston. She really understands the complexities of River Song and truly respects fans' admiration for the character. So much so that she has continued to portray River Song in Big Finish audio adventures and even went as far as to write and narrate her own novel from the perspective of River Song and Melody Malone. I mean, she really is River's number one fan. While some actors get bored of playing the same character and are desperate to move on, Alex Kingston definitely seems keen to keep the spirit of River Song alive. In fact, in many interviews since her final appearance on screen as the character, she has expressed her desire and willingness to step back into the TARDIS and take River on more adventures. We can only hope that Alex's keenness combined with that of fans is enough to convince Stephen Moffat and Russell T Davies to find a way to bring River Song back to our screens.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.